Bonjour, Black Hollywood Live family. You're tuned in to BHL Conversations. I'm your host, TK Trinidad. And today we have producer, writer, actor, music artist with the number one comedy album in the world. We have Andrew Batchelor, a.k.a. King Batch.
Woo! You're tuned into Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Tune in right now.
Mine though. Shout out to Kiki Boom Boom.
Shout out to Kiki Boom Boom. Oh, y'all gonna start the show off with greatness. Mucho me gusta pantalones
sea azul. I like it.
This song, oh my gosh. So the whole album is on point. First off, welcome.
Thank you.
Shout out to Christina, your sister, for making it happen. She is amazing.
Amazing.
So number one comedy album in the world.
In the world, Craig.
So tell me how this all came about. So for you guys who don't know, you should know, but for you guys who don't know, you were on Vine until you killed them.
Yeah.
YouTube, yeah. Instagram, pretty much, and then movies, TV, like actor, legit, not like, you know, I act and then I bag groceries, like you're legit actor.
Yeah.
Now you're doing a comedy album.
Uh-huh.
So how did that come about?
It came about just one day. I was just, you know, listening to music. I was like, the world is missing something. It's missing the music that's just for the comedy. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And you got to put on something where you just listen and laugh. Okay, and this is why we call it laughter. Because laughter is the best medicine.
True.
Right? Because when you laugh, you forget about all your problems.
Mm-hmm.
You forget about any situation you had previously. And you're just thinking about that situation that made you laugh in that moment. So if you can make someone laugh, then you keep them in the moment, you keep them present. Bam! Whoa, what's that picture of my face? That's crazy. Who got that picture?
I mean, it's all over on the Instagram. It's all over on the net. That's so crazy. How long did it take you to put the music together?
I've been working on it for like 4 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But if we put it all together with the time, 3 weeks. I just been busy with those 4 years. I was like doing movies and shows and
just a little busy.
Yeah, just a little busy, just trying to take over the world.
So did you write all of the collaborations?
Yeah, you and Pooh Bear
wrote the songs together.
Yep.
There's a few songs that just come to my mind when I think of the album.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is Vegan.
Ooh, it hurts.
I like that one because, so backstory, so I know your sister, and I didn't know you guys were related until, like, super recent, and she's Jamaican, and I'm like, oh my god, this is amazing because I love West Indian people, but you guys are also from Canada, so like instant connection. So I saw this, and I'm like, this is shot in Jamaica, has a, you know, reggae vibe, but it talks about being vegan.
Yeah, how hard it is to be vegan, because I try to be vegan.
In LA, though?
Yeah. I can't do it because I'm black at the end of the day. I need my food that I eat, that I was raised on. I'm Jamaican.
There are a lot of Jamaicans who are vegan, though.
Yeah, but like my parents, they used to cook that oxtail. They used to cook that curry goat, that curry chicken. And when you grow up on that, and to like cut it all out.
But this is what you do, though. You dabble. So you don't eat it here, but when you go back home.
No, I can't do it. I feel like I'm cheating.
Oh, okay.
And once a cheater, always a cheater, in my opinion.
Even on the food, though?
Even on the food.
Damn.
Go check this out. Here's a real story.
Okay.
Ooh, it hurts to be. All right. So, so I was, where was I? I was at a premiere, and I met this guy. He said he was vegan. I was like, oh, that's dope. How long you been vegan? He said, 8 years. I said, 8 years? That's amazing. I'm pescatarian. At the time, it was only like 2 years. I've been two years, but I'm it's a strong two. We go to the after party, to the premiere. I look over, that man slapping on beef. He said, bacon. I said, what you doing? I thought you was vegan. He said, yeah, today's my cheat day.
What?
I said, ain't no cheat day. You can't have a cheat. You just not vegan no more. Like, you started over today. He not vegan. Don't try and give him an excuse.
Okay.
What did you gonna say?
I mean, you can't be that strict. It's like somebody who's like an athlete, but then one day they just don't work out. No?
Nah, they still an athlete. Like, you throw a ball at his head, he's still gonna dodge.
True.
Like, that's different. It's like saying, I'm celibate, but then, you know what I'm saying, a baddie walk by, and you do your thing.
Yeah, but let's leave that conversation alone. that would have went totally left. What is your favorite song on the album?
Favorite song on the album? Oh, man, I love them all. I love vegan. I love pantalones. Mm-hmm. I love compliments. Man, I like them all. You just really about to have me just name all the songs on the album.
Okay. Well, I mean,
Secrets.
What I saw, was it all 15 songs? Did you do the visuals too?
Yeah, you saw them all.
Wow.
You saw the whole thing. Secrets was my, I made the beats on Secrets. Like, Secrets, like, I made that, the beat.
So how long did it take you to film the videos? Oh, so for you guys, so not only you can check it on all platforms, if you want to see the videos, you can go to YouTube to check the videos. Mm-hmm. But how long did it take for you to film everything?
I filmed all the videos in a week.
Wait, what?
Yeah, we lit 15, like that.
15 videos in 1 week.
Let's go. Maybe 2 weeks, but yeah, a week and a half. I eat 10,000 a day. Yeah, that's what we did, and it was fun. Like this, but this is what I do. All I do is make videos.
Right. True.
So it was light work.
So do you sleep?
Sleep? What's that? Sleep. I don't sleep.
So in a previous interview I saw, you said your mind is always working. So if you get an idea like 3 o'clock in the morning, you like write it down.
Yeah.
Do you have an idea for another album? Or, like, are you on? Yeah.
We got it.
So when's, do you know when that was going to drop?
No, this is what I'm thinking. I'm going to go on tour with this one.
You're going on tour?
Yeah.
When are you announcing the dates?
I don't know yet.
I'm working international on... tour? National tour? North American tour?
You know I got to hit Canada.
I know.
You know the boy got to hit Canada.
Oh my gosh. You're going to be rivaling Drake. This is going to be awesome. Okay. All right.
I got to get him on a track. We got to collab with Drake.
Drake and Justin Bieber and King Batch.
Yeah. And like who else is Canadian?
Oh, The Weeknd. Lily.
The Weeknd.
The Weeknd.
And then Jim Carrey, maybe, if you.
I mean, why not? So for you guys don't know a lot of, so I am also Canadian, you are Canadian, and we just infiltrate America and people don't know until we say something or a word and you're like, wait, where are you from? So, well, speaking of that, Lily, have you seen her?
Oh,
show?
Oh, yeah. Congrats.
Yes. How do you...
She's the first brown woman, right?
Yes. But brown woman, like her, that's the great thing about Toronto in particular, just because of its diversity. Mm-hmm. But where she's come from. So for you guys who don't know Lily, I believe it's Superwoman.
Yeah. Superwoman.
I Superwoman. Big YouTuber. Now she has her own late night talk show. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of YouTubers like out there. What do you think sets her and you apart from, you know, essentially getting to mainstream?
I don't know. I think I'm a firm believer in, it's like, it's what's God's plan for everybody and everything. It's just like, boom, here it is. It's like this.
Just
is,
God's plan?
Just God's plan.
Okay.
Like most of the time, like, I look around, like, I don't know how I'm supposed to, what I'm doing here. I ask the same question. I'm like, what makes me different than that person sitting way over there?
But you hang out with, well, I'm assuming now. When I went to your album release party, there were a lot of influencers there. Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming that, like, you are around them. So you see their work ethic compared to your work ethic. Is there a difference in that part?
I don't even hang around them like that. I just invite them and they came.
Okay.
Yeah. A lot of people there I don't really hang around. I have like a small, 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 tight circle.
Uh-huh.
So it's like I'm in my own head and I do my own thing. And then I guess people, it's like if you build it, they will come. Like people gravitate towards me.
Right.
And so, yeah, that's how that situation happens. But
other than that, it's just all God.
I think it's all God. Like, all right. I don't know. Because sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night and the idea hits me. I'm boom. God just hit me with boom, God hit me.
He just hit you over the head, wakes you up.
I said, God, what you doing? I'm sleeping right now. He said, I don't care. You're going to take this idea and it's going to go viral. I was like, that's what you got in store for me, God, going viral? I want to be the biggest movie star in the world. You just want me to go viral?
Yeah, but you are also, like, when I look at your accolades, so like I said in the beginning of the show, producer, writer, actor, meow, artist, executive producer.
Do you say meow?
I said meow.
No, you meow. Said meow.
I said meow, meow.
She's trying to slip that in. I know you're a cat. She a cat in disguise.
So you have all these titles, like one of the hardest working men in Hollywood.
Right.
Like, essentially, I heard it on another interview. They said like a young version of Tyler Perry.
Right.
So.
I think it's a disease. Okay, because look, this is the thing. Like,
okay.
I think creativity is a disease because I literally try to like not do anything. Like,
right.
I was shooting a movie in Vancouver. I was out there for like 2 months and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go. I'm just going to focus on this movie. I'm not going to shoot nothing for social media. And I tried and then all of a sudden my fingers just started doing this and ideas. I said, I got to. I stood up in my balcony. And I said, I can't do it anymore.
Wait, was it cold or hot outside?
No, it was lukewarm.
Okay.
It was room temp. Outside.
Okay.
It was outside
time. I really just had a visual of you in like Superman boxers outside. It was like hella cold.
So I'm out there and I'm like, oh, I could. And this is what, I called up my friend and I went to a studio. We made a song and recorded a music video on my phone. You could probably pull it up in the studio over there. It's called Ghostwriter.
All right, Steph.
I made a song, recorded it on my phone in less than 24 hours.
Wait, what phone do you have?
I got the iPhone, this one right here.
So you are all iPhone, like Galaxy doesn't do the trick.
I just don't have a Galaxy. This is what I make my hello. This is what I make my phone.
Which one? What phone is that? What number?
Oh, I don't know. They got numbers now, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just whatever. See, this is it right here. I made.
You did this on your phone.
On my iPhone. In less than a day, the audio and everything. This is in Vancouver.
Wow.
And I returned that whole outfit. That outfit was $375. I said, you're not going to get this money from me. So I bought
it. Wait. But you are, I mean, I'm not going to get it all up in your pockets.
Right.
But you, like, you have some right. change.
Yeah, but I still live life like I'm broke because it's fun. And that's what I come from.
Yeah.
You know, so I just live like how I used to live because my parents, they have a lot of friends that used to be in the NBA. And they had, like, million like $80 million contracts and now they broke.
Yeah, I know a lot of athletes like that too.
I'm not gonna live my life like that, so I only spend my money on food and traveling and like this music video right here. But you saw I got my money back, so I'm good.
Now, I saw another interview where you were saying when you were first came to LA, you were going on a lot of auditions and people weren't like, you know, picking you up for commercials, TV shows, yeah. movies, and stuff like that. So you essentially created your own platform.
My bottom lip is too big.
It's not that big though.
I know. I just wanted you to compliment me. I was just fishing for let me get that compliment.
Well, you got it. So you created something and they came, but did people in mainstream media, like other actors and stuff, like kind of hate on you, or what was the feedback when you actually started getting these acting gigs?
Nah, because my first one was House of Lies with Don Cheadle, and he welcomed me in. You know, it's Marlon Wayans, Nick Cannon, like those are the first like three people to really give me a chance. So like I'm always grateful for them. You know, and it's like it's a blessing because now I just did a movie with Gerard Butler and Ed Helms and Taraji P. Henson. So it's like I'm doing these movies with these big named actors. I'm going to Boston tomorrow to film a movie with Diane Keaton and Jeremy Irons. So it's like,
but you're also a trained actor though.
Yeah, you got to put in the work.
Yeah, because I think some people, when they move to L.A., they just figure, oh, well, like, all they have to do is, you know, do the IG videos and then they're good.
It's No. I did the work before the IG videos. The IG videos was just a cherry on top. It's just, that was like my salt bay. It was just, because people just think Salt Bay came out of nowhere, but he'd been a legendary restaurant owner for years.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just did that thing, and then
went. And then there it is.
Yeah, but if they look, he already has his restaurants and stuff.
Boom. Now, is there anybody that you haven't worked with that you would love to work with?
No.
Nobody?
That I haven't? I mean,
Beyonce?
Oh, yeah.
I wish it was like one of those TV shows where you have like the visual of your whatever you're thinking in your head right now.
I was just like, I met the, it's like that, and then you said Beyonce. I said Beyonce. She over here. I didn't even look over here.
Beyonce,
in this section.
Rihanna?
Beyonce, Rihanna? Okay, do some more over here.
Denzel Washington, that's a good one. Yeah. His son, what about his son?
Yep, his son too. Will Smith, Martin Lawrence, Jamie Foxx. Oh, wow. Yeah. I didn't even look at this section over here.
Yeah,
look at
all these Spike Lee.
Over here. Spike Lee, wow. This is amazing over
Jim
here.
Jim Carrey?
Wow, look at that. Robert Downey Jr., wow, look at that.
Boom.
Ryan Gosling, wow, look at that.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Avril Lavigne, another Canadian. Have you done something with her?
No, I haven't. That wasn't really on. Oh. That wasn't over here.
Thanks.
That was probably over here.
Okay. Keisha Shante?
Okay, yeah, we can put that over there too. Yeah.
Because she's in LA too.
Yeah.
Another Canadian.
Yeah. Director X, he a friend of mine.
Oh, yeah. You haven't done anything with him yet?
Nah. Uh-uh.
Really?
Uh-uh.
You need to.
Oh, well, we're like formulating ideas, but we're like waiting for the right. Bam, and then boom.
Okay. Director X is a Canadian who, if you look at, was it like the late 90s, early 2000s, when the music videos were like $1 billion and they were just crazy,
yeah.
He was one of the directors where, you know, he was behind that. Yeah. Him and Hype Williams.
Yeah.
He was absolutely amazing. Mm. So Is there one person in a video or acting that you loved working with that you want to work with again?
Like celebrity wise?
I mean, I guess it could be a normal person too.
Oh.
Or we can do let's do celebrity.
I loved working with Shay Mitchell.
Okay.
Of course, Bieber, Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
They're both Canadian. Shay's Canadian, Bieber, Canadian. Man, look
I'm
at us.
I'm just saying, we doing a lot.
There we go. Yeah, we out here. Yeah.
Did he didn't have the wedding yet?
No.
I
won't be gone. I'm filming.
But it's Bieber, though.
Yo, you know what's crazy? Oh, this is live, so I can't say it. But one of those people I listed in this thing over here.
Right.
They having a surprise birthday, and they asked me to host it. And I was like, I can't because I'm filming a movie. And they're like, cancel the movie. I said, I would if I could, but I can't.
Yeah, but it's like you can't fly in and fly out? Like, a couple hours?
It's impossible.
Rihanna? Wait, when's her birthday?
It's not.
Is it soon?
Yeah.
Well, Beyonce's just passed.
Yeah. It's like my idol.
Denzel?
Nah.
Oh, we gonna get the bottom of this.
We're gonna get to the bottom of this.
So another person that you've worked with, Logan Paul.
Yeah.
In the last couple of years, he kinda got into some trouble.
Right.
Did you have a conversation with him about that? Or was it just like, okay, what was the conversation like?
Hey man, what's up? We was on FaceTime when he did it. Well, cause I was in Cancun.
Uh-huh.
In Mexico. And I was on Instagram Live going live. And he was in Japan, and we was on live, and was, hey, where you at? He's like, I'm in Japan. I'm like, I'm in Mexico. He's like, all right, man, talk to you later. Boom, bye. But he didn't know what was going on. Like, he didn't know that they were, because it was like maybe an hour before.
Right.
Because he uploaded the video already, but it was like probably an hour before, like, that people started, like, talk about it.
Right.
So he had no idea. But yeah, it was crazy.
Did you talk to him after that all dropped?
Oh, yeah.
And what did he say?
I said, I'm here for you as a friend behind closed doors, but I can't publicly say, yo, man, Logan's a good guy. Because, like, then they would come after me.
Right.
You know, I wasn't about to handle that in my life.
So is there certain things that you film and you're like, oh, yeah, I can't post this?
No, I don't do crazy stuff like that.
The bulimic video is kind of crazy, though.
But it's about my life.
Wait, you actually threw up on a woman before?
No. So, like, the whole album is about, it's about where these ideas come from. So, uh-huh. we have the conversation before. So, the conversation before is called Internet Trolls.
Right.
And it's about, like, me. So, me in my regular life, like, I have a very weak stomach.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, through my days, whenever I eat food, I'm constantly trying not to throw it up.
Oh,
like that's what happens. I can throw up on cue. Like I did a movie called Where's the Money.
Uh-huh.
You can pull it. Where's the Money?
And that is a good movie.
There's a throw up scene in there. That is real throw up. That is real life throw up. And the director's like, all right, so we have a scene. You look at you throw up. We got some oatmeal. I said, hey, director, I'm gonna be honest. We don't need no special effects. I can throw up on cue. He was like, no, you can't. I said, watch this. and then we did it. And we did like three times.
Three times?
Yeah. We got to the point on the fourth time. I think I was just throwing up water.
Dry heaving or something?
No.
Just throwing up water.
Yeah. Water was just coming out. I would just drink a bottle of water and throw it up.
So did you go to a doctor for that? Like, I feel like that's not.
Nah, I mean, it's not normal. But like, so that's why I made the song. It's because like. It's like my life.
Right.
So all these songs are like part of my life. Like the secrets. She's looking for the throw up scene.
I think it's closer to the end.
Yeah.
I saw that. I was like, what the Jesus? Okay.
Yeah, that was real throw up. Maybe like on
YouTube. Wait, it wasn't real throw up on her though.
No. I wasn't gonna do that to her.
Okay.
That would be bad.
That was.
But I could have done it. She'd have been mad.
Have you ever done it in a real life situation where you felt it coming on, you had to stop?
Oh, every day. Every day.
Wait, in the heat of passion when you're with a woman?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No. I'm just talking about anytime I eat, like, I'm constantly having to try and, like, not throw up.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, it's weird.
Ever so you haven't gotten checked out?
I mean, I go to the doctor. When I was like, hey, doc, I always want to throw up in life. Since I was, like, 8 years old.
So all that great food that your parents cooked, you just threw it up?
No, I kept it. I've learned how to stop throwing up. Like I don't throw up for, I'm 31 years.
Uh-huh.
So anytime I do need to throw up, I could just throw up now because I know how to hold it down. So I can just let it out whenever I want. It's pretty crazy. But so that's where that song came from.
Okay. All right. Well, if you guys haven't seen the song, definitely check out Bulimic. It's absolutely hilarious.
It's a toothbrush scene.
I think it's like closer to the end, no?
Yeah, kind of. It's like he drops the toothbrush.
Wait, that's not it. Is that it? No, that's not it. Well, she'll cue it when she gets it. Now, and SNL, they just had three people who joined. They just kicked off one guy because he made comments about Asians, I think, within the year on a podcast that somebody found. You know, Twitter just digs up stuff. Right. So now they have an open position. Now, have you ever thought of being part of SNL?
They'll take me. I'll go.
So they say, hey, we want you to drop everything to be on the show?
Drop everything? No, they...
I mean, you have a movie, and you probably have a whole bunch of projects that you're not talking about.
Oh, yeah, I can't do that. Sorry, SNL. But I'll host...
Oh, you've never hosted.
Nah.
And you're actually a good host. Not you're actually, but I've seen some of your stuff. You're a good host.
Yeah, I do amazing.
You do like monologues and everything.
Yeah, I would do that.
And then you could do some of your, did you see when Drake was on SNL?
Uh-uh.
He hosted, I believe he hosted, but he also did two of his songs. This is before
Oh, I did
God's
see that.
Plan.
Yep, I saw that.
I'm seeing you do that.
Come on, SNL, holler at me.
So how do your people call SNL or you wait for people to come to you?
I think, yeah, people got to come to me. I don't really do the call outs, you know, because it's more expensive if you call out. But the incoming call is free if you're on Wi-Fi. So SNL, just call me when I'm at home. Or at Starbucks.
Or at Starbucks.
Either one.
Do you go to like Starbucks walked in here by yourself, which is I was kind of surprised.
Oh, yeah. I always go everywhere alone.
Really?
Yeah. I told you my circle tight.
Well, I mean, there's nobody around in your circle today.
Right. My circle's so tight.
It's just you. Is there any place that you don't? I saw an interview. You don't go to like Disneyland, Universal, stuff like that.
Yeah.
What about when you go back home to Canada? Are people just...
Yeah, it's pretty much everywhere I go. The only place where it wasn't crazy was Japan.
Really?
Yeah.
They love black dudes in Japan, though.
No, not like that. Like, yeah, they love black dudes. But no, I was talking about, like, as far as, like, people who knew me.
Uh-huh.
Just because, like, usually we're at, like, Italy is crazy. France is crazy. Dubai, Amsterdam, all those places crazy. But Japan was just, like, I didn't see any people our age there.
Uh-huh.
I was like, what, young people just aren't here? It's just old people?
So do you hire security or do you have friends who are security? Or, like, how do you... travel to places?
No, I don't need security.
So you go to Japan, what, but just still with your tight crew of yourself? And
yeah, no one's gonna bother me. Okay. Why would they bother me? What did I do?
I mean, not bother you, but like just crowd your space.
Oh, no, so I just avoid places like that.
Oh, but that's no way to live, though.
Yeah, but I've done Disney World. I've done Six Flags, Universal. I know what it's like, I think.
Is there something that you want to do that you haven't done yet, career-wise?
My own leading action movie.
Oh, would you create something like that, or would you create that? You know how like Kevin Hart did it before his stand-up with Halle Berry. Oh, have you worked with Halle Berry before?
Mm-mm.
Could add that to your list.
Yeah.
Too.
Right over there.
Boom.
Wait, Kevin Hart did what with Halle
Berry? He did like a... He did before his... Not this last stand-up. Maybe the one before then.
Oh, the thing. Yeah, the scene.
Yeah, the little scene
that.
Thing mm-hmm. with Halle Berry. Would it be something like that or it's a full-length movie?
Oh, yeah. This would be a full-length. This would be a full-length.
Like James Bond?
Yeah, but like...
Like Batch Black?
Yeah, Batch Black. Wow.
You can take that one. That's you family now. Because right, your sister. Go. You got
She's been searching for this thing for a minute, huh? I just got it on my phone. Let me see what I got. I can find the minutes.
Okay. Now, if you have to decide between, if you can only use one platform uh-huh. for the rest of your life, which yep. platform would it be?
Zeus.
Zeus?
Yeah, because it's my platform.
Well, tell us more about this platform.
Well, Zeus, it's a streaming service. You can download it. And, all right, here we go. Let me see. 49 minutes.
49 minutes.
Yeah, 49 minutes into the movie. That's what a throw-up scene is.
Oh, she's going through the movie? I thought she was looking for the throw-up scene in the song.
No, for Where's the Money, to show me throwing up on cue, to show my real throw-up. 49 minutes into the movie, you got the bam.
Boom. So, Zeus.
Yeah, Zeus.
So it's your platform. You funded it. It's all you.
Yeah, me, the founders, me, Daystorm Power, Amanda Cerny, and Lemmy Plummer.
Okay, so where can people, this is an
you
app.
You just go in the app store and you type in Zeus. Yeah, you don't have Netflix?
Oh, they don't have access to the movie.
Or you can buy it on YouTube for like $2.99.
That's not happening. We not. We not
y'all not. Y'all not, black for yeah, real. Yeah, yeah.
So you would choose your, you choose Zeus.
Yeah.
And what about a platform? Because Zeus is what you, can you use it as far as like Instagram and stuff? Or is that just an app? Like what platform would you use? Like if you got to choose between like Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, if you can only use one. The reason I asked, because I saw an interview, and then also I love watching Gary Vee. I don't know if you watch his stuff, but he was saying the advent of social media apps is like, you know, for instance, Facebook was huge, and now, you know, old women are doing that, and now it's the same thing with Instagram. Like Instagram is was just for a certain age group, and now the older demographics gang on that. So if you had to just choose one and everything else had to go to the wayside, which one would you choose?
Probably YouTube, because that's where I started. YouTube and Instagram.
So YouTube and Instagram it is.
Yeah.
Okay. And then also just double, just make sure people are buying this app. So Zeus, go and get Zeus.
Yeah, Zeus, go ahead and download Zeus. $4.99. There you go, right there. Boom, Zeus. We got Blac Chyna just got a show.
Oh, that's why I thought. That's why I thought. So she got the show on Zeus.
Yeah, that's Zeus.
So did you executive produce that show?
I'm just a founder on it. So they have we have a whole team that finds the shows and produces the shows, but yeah.
So is it gonna be? Are you gonna have a show on there soon? Is that already in works?
Oh, I have a show on there.
What's the name of the show?
It's called Living Your Best Life. Living Your Best Life or Your Best Life.
So, okay, so you have your own network.
Yes.
You're an actor in a lot of TV shows and movies. You have a music album.
Swag.
Is there anything else that you want to do that you just don't have time for?
No. I make time for everything in life, except a relationship.
Are you looking for a relationship?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't know. You never know until you know, right?
Well, would you, in your vision of life as an adult, you've finally made, like, I know there's no mountaintop, like, we're always going to be working the ups and downs, but in your vision of adulthood and life, do you see yourself with, like, a wife and kids?
Yeah, wife, three kids, maybe a dog on the side, cat, meow.
But you just haven't found her yet.
Yeah.
But you're not actively looking.
Nah.
So you're not on any of the dating apps or anything?
Which ones?
Tinder, no. Bumble, no. Plenty of Fish.
What is that?
Plenty of Fish is like, I don't even know if that's still around.
Oh, what about the
Soul Swipe?
What?
Soul Swipe.
You're just making up names.
No, there's one called Soul Swipe.
There was the Christian ones. What's
Christian
that?
Mingle.
Christian Mingle.
Farmers Only.
Farmers Only, what's that?
For Farmers Only.
You she really making up something.
I'm not.
Are farmers. Da, 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 da.
I think that's for...
That's a commercial.
Okay. That's for Farmers Insurance. But there is a Farmers Only one.
So I can pretend to be a farmer?
Yeah. And they have a Jewish one?
I bet farmer girls are freaky.
Find out.
I ain't gonna find out.
They have a Jewish one, I think, for like Jewish women, but you don't have to be Jewish or something like that.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
There's like a lot. So you're not on any, or you're on some that you just don't want to tell us about?
No, I'm not on those.
So and then
I'm
how
on Instagram.
How do you, so you meet women through like the DM or something?
Nah, but I tell you, I had a weird situation. This girl slid in my DM. Oh, let's meet up. Let's hang out. I was like, yeah, let's cool. Let's meet up. And then like within 10 minutes, she was trying to tug me down. I said, hold on.
Wait, tug you down?
Yeah, like, meow, meow. I was like,
oh, tongue you down.
Yeah, she grabbed the back of my neck. Bam! I said, what's this? And then she came in close. I said, what's going on? I said, no, we do not do that.
Oh, so she was trying to yeah. get knocked up.
So I called my cousin. Let me see if I can FaceTime my cousin. He could tell you the story better than I could.
I don't know. We could maybe if you hold it to the mic, right, Steph?
I'll just hold it right to the mic. So she was like.
So wait, was this in your car or where was this?
No, this was at a restaurant. At a restaurant.
And
lounge.
So she tried to tongue you down in the restaurant.
Yeah. So I felt like, hey, I'm live on a show, so don't say nothing crazy.
Hi, cousin.
You put me on a show?
Hey, remember that time I called you for help because that girl, don't say the girl name, but remember that girl was there and she tried to kiss me?
Yes.
That was crazy.
I definitely remember.
And then,
beyond crazy.
So did you, cousin, come and protect your cousin? Or like, what happened?
I tried, but he also just left me stranded because he was like, I'm out.
I left.
You left her too?
I left them all.
Oh wow.
I was left everyone.
You saw how she grabbed the back of my neck? She just walked over for no reason, grabbed the back of my neck, and tried to kiss me in front of all these strangers.
Yeah, pretty much. Yo, that was a wild one. Seriously. He basically said, all right, my Uber's outside. I didn't even see him press the button for an Uber. He had, like, Uber Instant.
So, you just left your cousin and the girl in the restaurant.
Yeah, survival of the fittest.
Wow.
I'll holler at you later. Are you on a bus right now? You too rich to be on Greyhound. All right, bye.
But other than that, everything else has been like. So if a girl were interested in you, but she's not your friend on Instagram, you go on to like that other part of Instagram where it's like you're not friends.
There's an other part of Instagram?
Yeah, the DMs. Like if they're not your friends, and you see all the messages.
Oh yeah, yeah, I see those.
So you just scroll and you just look for.
Nah, that's not what my life is about.
So like, how do you? What made her the lucky one and you the unlucky one?
Oh, it was just random. It was a time when I was like posting my, so if someone posts like my song or whatever, I'll repost.
Yeah.
So I'll go through and I'll see the mentions of people who are like
posting
my songs and, you know, I saw her and she was like, oh, do that. I do videos and da da da.
So this is recent?
Yeah, this was recent. Oh. This was last, like 2 weeks ago.
Damn.
Yeah. My life is crazy.
You need to vet those girls.
Oh, it's fine. She didn't do nothing crazy. I mean, she did something
crazy. That was crazy.
But I got out of the situation. I left.
So when you meet somebody that you don't really know, you just go to like a public place. You don't invite them to your house or anything.
Oh, no. I remember this is how I knew. This is, okay, kids, this is a red flag on a date.
Okay.
Is this a countdown? That's all the time we got left?
Yes.
Okay. This is a red flag in a date. Where Dara was sitting talking. She's like, are you nervous? I'm like, nervous? Why would I be nervous? No, I'm not nervous. And then 5 minutes ago, she asked me again, are you nervous? I said, why would I be nervous? And then she asked me the third time. I said, why you keep asking me if I'm nervous? And she said, because I like you. I said, if you like me, why would that make me nervous?
Right.
So that's when I called my cousin. I said,
The
same cousin. I said, hey, I think this girl's crazy. You need to come through.
So wait, is that his job? What's your cousin's job?
Oh, he work at Tinder. Yeah, he work at Tinder. That's so crazy. Let's call him back. He just got. It has nothing. There's no relation.
Okay. He's like, I'm not gonna answer now.
No, he answered. It said connecting. He must be bad Wi-Fi. Hey, I forgot you work at Tinder.
Oh boy. You about to blow me up?
Nah, I'm just saying. She was like, "What's your job?" I say, "Oh, you work at Tinder. I forgot." But there's no relation with that girl. I didn't get that.
I'm actually with my team right now.
Oh, hi, Tinder team.
I'm actually with my team right now.
Shout out. So then that means you should get on Tinder.
Nah. Hey! All right, bye. I'm not going Tinder. Are you crazy?
So Instagram is good, but just not Tinder.
Yeah, I can't do nothing I can't do stuff like that. But I've heard. I was at this event one time because I didn't want to say club. I wanted to sound fancy. I was at this event, and this girl came up and she's like, "We matched on Tinder." I said, "Tinder? I don't have Tinder."
Oh, somebody's catfishing you.
Someone catfishing them because I'm fine. But yeah, someone's got my profile on these dating sites. Like, and I had another situation on Bumble. I'm like, what is a Bumble? A Bumble?
Bumble? They have three different. I met with the Bumble people. They have three different ones. They have Bumble Business. They have Bumble Best Friends, so if you need a best friend in a certain state, you can find a best friend. And then they have Bumble Dating.
Well, this whole shit was bumbled up because I was not on any of them.
Okay.
And she said she matched with me.
So you just think eventually, like, the love of your life will just... Do you believe in that? Like, there's one love?
Yeah, when it happens, right? Okay.
Yeah. So. You have to put a little bit of work in there. Like, put it in the universe. Like, this is what I want to happen.
Our universe is what I want to happen. Love. Right?
You didn't see
love? Is this love?
You have to like put it with like force, not just like
love.
There
me.
You go.
Ha!
There you go. Any particulars or just somebody who understands you?
Yes.
What do you want? So here we are. We're putting this in the universe.
Hello, ladies.
What do you want from your future girlfriend, wife?
My future wife.
Yes.
So it's like a relationship. It's teamwork.
Right.
Right. So and any relationship. It's about, because no one's going to be a perfect match. It's about what you're willing to deal with.
Right.
So it's like, can I deal with that, her doing that? And can she deal with me doing this?
Mm-hmm.
And then if that works out, then that's what it is.
I like that. Have you seen Chris Rock's stand-up Tambourine?
Yeah, probably.
He talks about essentially in a relationship, somebody has to hold the tambourine and somebody is the lead singer, and sometimes you swap. Mm. And you know, that's just the way relationships are. Like, right. Not everybody, right. And you can't always be the lead singer.
Right.
Sometimes
right.
you just have to play the tambourine.
Yeah. Sometimes you just gotta.
So he's looking for somebody to play the tambourine.
Or be the lead singer.
Do you want her in the industry or you prefer her to be out of the industry?
It don't matter. Power couple's cool.
Okay. With kids or without kids?
Well, no, they can't have kids right now.
Okay, so she can't have kids.
I mean, she can if she want.
But you won't date her?
I mean, if it's love, it's sick. Then, but like, yeah, I'm not looking like, yeah, you got a kid. I'm going to marry you and raise that kid that's not mine.
Okay.
That's not really on my agenda.
Yeah, I feel the same way. Yeah. Where are your parents? Are they here or are they in Florida?
They in Florida. Well, maybe I'm in Cajun right now. Probably in like Italy or something. But I think they in Florida.
What do they think of, because it's a different, their era, same with like when I talk to my parents, they don't understand what I'm doing.
Right.
So their era, what you're doing is not even, wasn't even heard of.
Right.
So what do they think of what you're doing and, you know, your rise to where you are right now?
Oh, they thought it was crazy at first, but then it started to pay them bills and bought me a house and cars. And so they was like, yeah, you can do that. You can do that crazy stuff you're doing.
And then you have a foundation in Jamaica, so you give back.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about the foundation. Can people donate to the foundation?
Yes, okay. RootJohnNation.org.
Okay. So tell us. Steph's got you. Steph's got you. She's looking it up right now.
Thanks, Steph. You're amazing. So that's every year since 2003, we've been going to Jamaica, giving back to the kids. We have kids write essays, and we judge the essays, and we give them scholarships to go to universities.
Nice.
We've given
any university?
Any university that they choose that they can get accepted to. Hello.
Okay.
But if they win the essay, usually they can get accepted to any university. We've had some of our kids that won scholarships are now doctors and lawyers. So that's amazing. We also have our actor friends come down. We do an actor's workshop. Mm-hmm. Our music friends, music workshop. NFL, NBA players come down, teach them the fundamentals of basketball, mm-hmm. football. We do a self-esteem workout. We have a dance thing. It's crazy.
Okay, I thought I saw you on Yessie. Was it a year or two ago? You were talking about radio workshop. Did that ever happen?
No, we did music because I learned how to make beats.
Okay.
So I was, I did the music. Oh, I made a song.
Today?
No, in the camp. I made a song.
Oh wow! So what? How many? When does it happen? When does the camp happen?
The camp happens June. Yeah, okay. In June. Like
so,
the end of June.
The donations that people put is essentially towards the scholarships and everything like that.
Yeah, to the scholarship for us to do the camps, for us to like fly people out, like the basketball players, NBA players, and all that.
And why was it important for you to give back?
It's you, because if we don't do it, who's gonna do it for them? And it's good for those kids to see. That we're all just regular people,
mm-hmm.
you know, because sometimes they look like, oh, I'll never be able to do that. I'll never be able. But then when they come down and see that, you know, my shoes dirty just like they shoes, they'd be like, oh, wow, he's just regular. These are my Wakanda Forever shoes.
Oh, those are cute. I like those.
Thanks.
Okay.
But yeah.
So, just in case you're joining us, which is, I mean, you should have been.
Sorry. Hey, just joined?
I mean, just in case.
Wow.
We're talking about your album. Where can people find, so it's Medicine, it came out August 30th.
Yeah.
Where can people find your album?
They can find it everywhere. It's the number one comedy in the world, so they could just type in Medicine album by King Batch, and then bam, it's there. YouTube, Spotify, Apple Tunes, what's it called?
iTunes.
Apple Music. I don't know. It's confusing.
One and two, you know.
It's on Tidal, Amazon, some stuff I hadn't even heard about.
And any feedback from somebody that you didn't think you would hear feedback from?
Bieber said he loved it.
So he just sent you a text and was like, this is awesome?
Yeah, he said, you sound fire on that album. I said, thank you.
Why didn't you invite Bieber on the album?
No, there's no one on the album except for King Los. But I was supposed to do.
Actually, I like that part too.
I was supposed to do the whole thing, no features.
So is the next one gonna have features in it?
I don't know yet.
I mean, I almost feel like you should do like the next one of features with just Canadian artists.
Ooh.
Like, do you remember? They were like big at one time, Bare Naked Ladies.
Yes. Wow.
I'm just throwing it out there. I don't want nothing from it.
Right.
I just
want 10%.
No, not even that. Okay. Like I said, your sister is on point. She said she could cook. She cooked for me. Shout out to Christina. Mm-hmm. She made it happen. She got me dumpling and saltfish. You are now essentially family bought because of your sister. So all Bam. These ideas that I'm giving you, they're free.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
There you go. This.
I appreciate it.
Maybe a shout out.
That's okay.
It. That's it. But I don't want no money. I'm going to make my own Oprah money.
Right. Right.
So before we get out of here, we're going to do some rapid hot tags, rapid okay. fire questions. So ready?
What'd you call it?
Rapid hot tags.
There's a Canadian in you.
born and raised.
In America, they say tags.
Oh, wait. How did I say rapid hot tags? Tags?
Yeah. Tag.
Oh.
Tags.
Oh. Well,
yeah.
There you have it. All right. So here we go. Always early or always late?
What time did I get here? 2:57.
You were on time. You were like...
Right. I was here at 2:55, but I was like, let me just walk around a bit. So what did that say about my character?
Came in on time, yeah.
Yeah.
So you want people to like in anticipation and waiting for you, but you don't want to like punk them and come 50 minutes late.
Right. Oh, never that. Yeah. Okay. I'll be on time.
I like that. Last person you text.
Oh, my sister, because you wanted to get the thing. Oh, yeah.
That's right. Shout out to Christina again. Mm-hmm. What is the one thing you love about yourself?
Myself?
Yeah.
I don't know. My hands are cool.
Dream dinner guest.
Ooh, dinner guest. Dead or alive?
Dead or alive.
Michael Jackson.
Ooh. Did you see the documentary?
No, because okay. I heard like if I saw it, I wouldn't like him no more. And I wouldn't want him
I don't think
dinner.
So.
Oh, no?
It depends on how much you liked him and how much he impacted your life. Mm. If you could have one superpower, what would it be?
Superman, because he got all the powers. Mm. If you think about
it. And he also got the girl, too.
He did get the girl.
But I think she...
She cheated on him?
Or she died at some point.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, there's like... I
didn't see the movie yet.
No, I don't think it's the movies. It's like the comics, like the comics. Mm. Who would play you in a movie?
Play me?
Yeah.
Will Smith. Because he got the movie Gemini Man, so he can go back in time and play young people. He might well play me.
Have you worked with him yet?
No.
Add that to your list.
I did. He was in the list, remember?
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's going. Martin Lawrence, too.
Yeah. I know both of them.
Okay, we'll get to that after. Uh-huh. So, last show you binge watched. Do you have time to watch it?
Yeah, I'm watching this show right now, Orphan Black. The Orphan Black.
Oh, what season are you on?
One.
One is good. One and two is really good.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
It gets crazy after that?
I don't know. I haven't seen it after that.
Oh.
Yeah. I was with a boyfriend at the time, and that's when I watched it. I don't watch it anymore.
Oh, wow.
If you were a crayon, what color would you be?
White.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any reason why?
Nah, because if you got a secret message that's saying, you can just write it down. No one else would know what's going on. It'll just be between me and you.
Favorite junk food?
Junk food?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't eat junk food.
At all?
Mm-mm.
Is it popcorn junk food?
Oh, yeah, popcorn. Hello.
If you were to have one last meal.
Sushi.
Sushi.
Yellowtail sushi, no wasabi. Salmon sushi, no wasabi. Shrimp tempura, cut roll, no mayo. Avocado cucumber, cut roll. Yellowtail jalapeno, hibachi spinach. And just like a yellowtail collard with a side of rice. But no big deal. Just
wow.
that.
Have you been to Crave Sushi yet?
Crave has sushi?
Yes.
Nah, you tripping.
Nope, they've had sushi for 3 years. You should go and check it out. They also have sushi burritos.
Where?
Right beside
you said
Crave.
A sushi burrito?
A sushi burrito.
I'll pass.
Oh my gosh. You know what? I know what I'm going to. We'll talk about this after. If you can listen to one album for the rest of your life, what album would it be?
This is hard. Medicine.
Do you have a favorite artist?
King Batch. Let's go.
Where can people find you? Like, you guys should be following him already, but just in case.
At kingbatch.com. I mean, not .com. At kingbatch. I should do a username called at kingbatch.com.
And a lot of interviews, people have asked you this, but again, just in case it was the first time, how did you get your name?
Oh, I was in, I was in school, and it was a history project, and the teacher said, he was making fun of me because I was the only one that dressed up. He's like, oh, look at King Batch. And I said, oh, King Batch. Yeah, I'm going to take that and make a lot of money off of you, teacher.
And you never gave him anything? You know, like, no thank you letter?
Nah.
Damn.
I mean, he see me famous now. Right, teach? Wow. I forgot his name, too.
Wow.
No, I'm just kidding.
Wow. That's it. That's it. Drop the mic. That poor teacher. He's like, I didn't even get like a thank you note.
God, thank you. Thank you, teacher. I forgot his name, though.
For real?
I know what he looked like. I know what he looked like. I forgot his name.
Well, what school was it?
Coral Springs Charter. Whoop, whoop.
And what grade were you in?
I think I was ninth grade, ninth or tenth.
Ninth grade, what year?
I remember the classroom and everything. I remember what his name. Looks like. Yeah.
Okay, well, shout out to that teacher who gave you a name.
Mm-hmm.
You are now making millions? Billions?
Yeah, billions.
Billions.
In the future, I'll be a billionaire. Who cares?
Well, you know, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate it. Fellow Canadian, fellow yeah. West Indian.
Yes.
Fellow artist.
Yes.
Well, you're the artist. I just talk. But thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to like all everything that's coming because I know everything. You don't stop.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Thanks, guys, for joining us for Black Hollywood Live Conversations. My name is TK Trinidad. Till next time. Ciao.
Ciao. Toodles. We did it.
On behalf of our BHL staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Check out our Black Hollywood Live YouTube page for even more great programming and amazing content. And be sure to subscribe and like our channel when you do. I'm your BHL host, Nakia Monet, and you can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom or at Black Hollywood Live. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.